Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in the galactic cyber wild, why fly to the front of styles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, let's go inside the style, it's George Draper. On the moving lusty lush and bumpy speakers, 5,000 booming watts, bringing you the party right through your router box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts now the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for lust, lust on the move. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Girl, Lessie Lush live in the building, and you know how it is, man. We getting it in, and we definitely talking about, you know, I mean, the producer's corner, you know, today, and it's going down. You can call in at 347-826-7722, but basically talking about, you know, the different things that, you know, producers experience and stuff, you know, being in the industry, what they expect from artists and different things like that. Today, we're going to have guest producer, up-and-coming producer, PL12 live on the show, definitely representing with us. And we'll be talking and chatting with him about different situations. Also, we're also going to, you know, thank, you know, our sponsors today, StrictlyBump1.com, Ruly.com, and Diverse Media Group, LLC, for all your marketing needs. And the mixtape is going to be out by next week, so watch for it. For the Love of Hip Hop, Going for Broke. It's going down. We have features like Glasses Malone, Archie Everstole, and, you know, it's definitely a real hot thing right there, so definitely check out for that. It's going to be out, and it's going to be free for download, so it's going to be on thatpiff.com. Also, Coast to Coast Mixtapes is doing an event in August. It's going down, you know what I'm saying, and y'all definitely need to check that out. For more info about the event with Coast to Coast Convention, they're going to have everybody. They're going to have everybody on a panel from A&Rs to producers to the owner of that Piff. I mean, it's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? VIP is ridiculous. You need to reserve your seat now. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com and look at the flyer right there for Coast to Coast Mixtapes. Definitely check for that. It's definitely going down. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man. You just a 50 got stamp. You know what I mean? We're going to have the one only PL12 live on the show. But you know what? Before then, we want to go ahead and go to a quick commercial, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more in the producer's corner. You already know what it is.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com.
That's HustleEvents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online.
Salon, hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to LushRadioOnlineMP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everythingthenumber2.com. Or email them at e2kmagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
That's what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to my man, Kool Rock Ski, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I got to let y'all know the craziest thing that happened to me, right? I was going to the Japanese steakhouse, right, you know, on Sunday. So I go to the Japanese steakhouse after going for church and everything, right? So I'm sitting there, you know what I'm saying, with my peoples and everything. So I'm sitting there, you know, and, you know, we usually get this Asian chick that comes in there and does the food and everything. So we sitting in there, and lo and behold, I'm seeing this lady. She's the lady that's like, you know, I think she's like the hostess that sits people at the table. And she was talking to this dude, so I'm thinking it's just some regular dude. So I turn around, lo and behold, guess who it is? It's Genuine sitting there right there. So he walks in, right? And Genuine comes in there, and I'm like, wow. And then Soleil comes in there, and then they got two new girls, baby girls, but they're not really babies. They like around like 6 or something, around the same age as my daughter. So I was like, wow. Like, this dude is like in eye contact with me, and my mind is rolling like, what the hell should I do? This dude is right here. I'm media. Should I sneak away? You know, if he wasn't with his family, it would have been cool. I was tweeting like I don't know what on my cell phone, and I was like, should I sneak a peek or just leave him alone? So, you know, I decided, you know, to just, you know, leave him alone, that I'd give another chance, because he's in the DMV all the time anyway. It ain't like he's like artist that's like, you know, far away somewhere. He's in the DMV all the time, but it's just like, I was like, wow, of all places, he happened to be, you know, in there. It was really, really hilarious, but it was wild as hell. So, check this out. We got the one and only PL12 live in the building, and you're live on the producer's corner. What's cracking, PL12?
What's good with you?
Ain't nothing much. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, family.
Yeah, yeah, I feel
you. That's what's up, man. I got to go ahead and give you, you know, a Lush Radio welcome real quick, man.
That's what it is, man. I'm happy to be on the show.
What's up? So before we get into the nitty-gritty, I want you to go ahead and give your shout-outs, man.
Sure. I'd like to first give a shout-out to God, give a shout-out to my little daughter, my homeboy, Junebug, me, L.A., chilling right now. My homeboys from the affiliate street team. You know, that's my homies who I run with. My other homeboy sits out in Philly. No, I cut it short right there. I can keep serving, you know.
That's what's up, man. So where originally are you from? Where you representing over there, PL12?
Man, I'm on the west side of Michigan, man. I'm from Muskegon, Michigan.
You said you're on what, Michigan, sir?
Yeah, the west side of...
West side of Michigan?
Muskegon, Michigan, a little small city.
That's what's up, man. So what? Where did you get the name PL12 from exactly?
Shoot, I used to go by the Priceless back in the day, way back when. Like some of my family members said that it sounded kind of corny, you know, just that whole big long name. So they, why don't you just take the P and the L? It sounds nice together. And I kept the P like they did, like they said. 12 was my favorite number, you know. I used to wear that in football, and I just hence the name PL12.
That's up. That's what's up, man. That's definitely what's cracking. So, you know, PL12, man, you know what I'm saying? You have an interesting story about, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, coming from, you know, the hood and just, you know, getting into this producing thing. What exactly inspired you, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you've been through, you know, your ups and downs of the game. So what exactly inspired you to become a producer?
I've been in church my whole life, you know. It's all after church, get out, me and my cousins and little brothers always would go up, go to the musician stand and always tinker around on the drums, you know. And I picked up playing guitar from my Uncle Mike. God rest his soul, he passed like 4 or 5 years ago. He really, I was kind of good when I first started playing the guitar. I taught myself how to do everything. You know, from rip. And he pushed me because he was a lot better than me. And he always was instilling to do it, that I'd be good at this music thing, because I was good at a young age of like 12. So I kept on doing it, kept working hard. And I was listening to a Jay-Z album, The Blueprint, and all of them beats just started, they was wanging. I think my man Kanye had a lot to do with it. And by me listening to that, what did you say now?
I didn't say anything. I think you broke up for a second.
Okay. But yeah, like I was saying, that music on that Blueprint inspired me. I wanted to learn how to make music like that, so I started Kanye West.
That was a hot album, though. Definitely.
Yeah, it was banging. It changed my life, my whole perspective on hip-hop. But like I started looking into Kanye West and started seeing what he did and the programs he used, and found out that Fruity Loops was like the best program for a beginner to try to pick up on producing. So I started tinkering with that, and I got good. You know, I got good at doing that. So I mean, that's basically what inspired me to start producing.
That's definitely what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? So So, you know, you being as a producer, you know what I'm saying, what do you think are some of the top five things that you expect from an artist when they try to step in the booth with you?
They got to have skills. I mean, there's a lot of people out here who want to be a rapper. And they got to have skills. They definitely got to have a certain swag about themselves. I don't like working with a lot of people who do a lot of takes too. I mean, I like people who had a verses and thing written down before they come to the booth, because that saves a lot of time and it also saves a lot of money. And I hope that they can accept constructive criticism. Like I ain't no mean person. All I'm gonna do is tell somebody what will make them better. Who can accept constructive criticism, it'll make them a stronger artist in my eyes too. You know, and that's five right there. You said five, right?
That's definitely what's up, man. That's definitely what's up in regards to these artists. But you know what I'm saying? What do you think, you know, being a producer, what do you think is the hardest thing, the hardest adversity being a producer in this game, you know, due to the fact that, you know, with the recession and just, you know, the industry itself, you know, with this fluctuation?
The hardest thing I feel right now in my life, in my little young producing career, is, like, getting a hold of some of these big names, because, like I said, I'm from Muskegon, Michigan, which is a small city in Michigan, and it's like there's no outlets here where I'm at, there's no studios here, and quite frankly, it really ain't that much rapping talent where I'm from. So I've been on MySpace and Facebooking and doing a lot of YouTube and just searching for a lot of good talent. And that's how I've been able to land a couple of my successes. Like I did a track with Benny Siegel and Cicero out of Philly about 2 months ago. And that's just off of MySpace blogging, basically. Coming to them, basically telling them, look, I got hot tracks for you. I ain't trying to really get too much from you. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to get heard. I'm trying to get on just like they trying to get on, and they respect that. So I feel the hardest thing to me is getting to some of the talent because of where I'm from.
Shoot, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely crazy, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, I think being a producer is kind of, you know what I'm saying, you know, I think I look at producers as being like scientists when you guys are in there because, you know, a lot of people think producing is easy, you know, when people go in that booth, you know, with them, you know, if they don't have the little spit guard, you know, the taking out the spitting and the breathing and all that stuff, you got to eliminate all of that, you know. You got to bridge stuff together. Some people, you know, they can't do it in one take, so you got to punch them in. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes it's just a lot of work. And then, you know, and it's different. Cause can you explain to us in your own words, like, you know, the difference between actually being able to be like an engineer, to be able to engineer in any studio besides just being a producer or a beat maker, what exactly that means to you?
See, what I consider just a beat maker and a producer, like the producer slash engineer and can do that work. A producer who can just make beats, and that's it, a beat maker. That's what I would call him. But, like, what I do is I can also hear, I can sit down with an artist, help them write a song, and also record them, take out their mess-ups, auto-punch in like you was just talking about. I could do a lot, add the auto-tune if they wanted that. It's all in, I would call that a producer, and that's just my take on it.
Wow. Yeah. But, you know, like, that's how you feel about, like, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people I see, like, on the internet or even Twitter, they say they're producers, right? But a producer has to be able to, like, you know, basically construct a masterpiece.
Yeah.
You know, construct a masterpiece like an orchestra. They have to, you know, along with that, they help with the whole songwriting and the conducting of the entire piece. You know, and you got beat makers that just produce a beat. You know, either using Fruity
Loops. Yeah. I call it being a jack of all trades, but a master of one. That's considered a person. You know, who can do it all, a complete package.
Mm. And you know, back in a long time ago, you know, people use Fruity Loops, people use Pro Tools. What are the new things in the market that some producers should look in, you know, and you know, elevating their producing skills? Some things that are out there.
Well, there's always a shop on Yahoo. There's all those sound kits that you can order. You'll never go wrong with them. I also buy certain VST plugins that don't come. I use Fruity Loops. Fruity Loops, what comes with Fruity Loops is its own keyboard / VST plugins. I go and purchase my own VST plugins from stores like Circuit City, Best Buy, which is, I buy my own keyboards to add to it. All sounds, because I mean, as quality matters in this game, and when you get the Fruity Loop package itself, it don't come with that good of sound. So investing in some of your materials that you use is a big thing that you got to do. You can't be cheap trying to produce beats, and also take lessons, take keyboard lessons, take guitar lessons. I taught myself how to play the guitar, the piano, and the bass myself. I believe it was a God-given talent. That's what I tell everybody, you know. But everybody can't be like me. Take guitar lessons, take piano lessons, especially piano or keyboard lessons, because I mean that's just basic music. You should, you know, at least know your notes if you're trying to make beats. It's like trying to be a swimmer but can't swim. You know, so definitely take notes or take a lesson, I'm sorry.
That's definitely what's up. So it is true that you have to basically be able to know how to, you know what I'm saying, you know, conduct, you know, play an instrument in some type of form or fashion. I mean, if you want to actually be a producer, you have to learn how to play instruments? Or is it more like you can find stuff, like, synthetically, you know, because you guys, like, with the Pro Tools and all that, I see you guys, like, have, like, you know, the whole fake drums, drum beats, and, you know, you can, like, you know, bring up symphonies and, like, guitar thing. Maybe, like, you know, strum a guitar, like, once or twice. Because I've seen some people, they have guitars, but I haven't seen them, like, you know, bust a whole guitar note and stuff. But do you actually really need to know how to play an actual instrument to produce or make a beat?
No, because a lot of people can. I got a couple producer buddies who really don't know how to play no instrument at all. They just sampleholics, what I call them, is they just sample. But I mean, if you can make a sampling is so much in the industry, you got to get the beat clear when you sampling and all of that stuff. When you can make a beat from scratch, make an original track, you can never go wrong with that. Solely 100% profit if you was to sell it. And you don't got to worry about getting sued. But you don't have no instruments, but it helps out a lot. It helps out a whole lot.
So like, my thing was, you were saying, like, what I was saying, my thing is, like, with the producer and everything, Do you feel like people do more sampling more nowadays and more as we go into, like, you know, like the end of 2009 onto 2010? Are people doing more sampling than original beats?
I can't even really say that because I sample myself. A lot of people are starting to sample. You are starting to hear more samples than you are original pieces, I feel, especially in the hip-hop world. But I say it's kind of iffy. I was proud of my homeboy Kanye when he did that last album he did, which was no samples in it. It was all his original. I was happy to see he could pull that off and make his own beats. But a lot of people, I don't know, a lot of people is sampling more nowadays, I feel.
Do you feel like it's harder to produce an original beat? I mean, because I thought, like, the whole reason of, like, a producer was, you know, create, you know, a rhythm or something that they felt in their heart, or maybe they felt like they were running through their mind, and they just went in there and they just engineered it and made it come to life. But I see a lot of sampling, and with the sampling, right, you know, some people can sample majority of a song, they can sample snippets, or just a couple of seconds of something. But is it easier for someone to sample?
I can't say it's easy. Because sampling, it has its adversities and all of that, too. I mean, it's hard to sample, too. You got to find the tempo of the beat without the tempo even being told to you sometimes. I find all of the notes in the sample. Making an original beat can be hard too, though. But it depends on what mood I'm in. To be truthful, I really can't even answer that because I really do both of them. But both had it.
Hello? It sounds like you're breaking up. Hello? You there? Hello? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
It sounded like you were breaking up, man.
I'm sorry, man.
You got that dude behind you? You got that dude behind you? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
So, go ahead, continue.
All right, I'm sorry, but yeah, in an original beat, I feel is a little... Because I hear music before I even start, I think of the beat or the melody in my head. I go to the production program that I use, and I begin to look Now, sampling, on the other hand, you can't just sample anything. You got, it got to be a particular part in a sample that attracts you to it, first of all. Then you got to bring it into the little engineering program. You got to cut it up, figure out the tempo, you know, which could take, I mean, minutes to sometimes hours, you know. So, like I said, sampling and making it, it can be easy and hard at the same time.
I can't sit here and say any of that stuff is simple, because the work y'all put into that stuff, I can't sit here and say I can make a beat. Hell no.
Yeah, I want, you know, trying to make it extra hard, but I mean, everybody can't be no producer or no beat maker. It's just anybody can't wake up and say, I'm going to make beats today. You know, it comes practice. I feel it's just like my daddy always told me, a point guard is born. I feel you got to be born with music and to be a true, sincere beat maker or producer.
And for artists going to the studio, what are some of the no-nos that they should do when they're dealing with a producer, especially someone that they don't even know?
I know a lot of like to get have fun. I don't know what words I can and can't say around here, but definitely like when the artists be drunk. Like, I don't like when they get to drinking. The other stuff they like to do, I mean, they little extra motivation, they smoking and all that. It's all right, you know, but when the artists come in into the booth drunk and they slithering over words, no. Nah. Especially when you're singing. That just don't work at all. So try to be sober. Don't do all of that being lit. That ain't cool for real.
Y'all hear all y'all drunken artists out there? Don't come in no studio drunk, you hear me? There ain't no game out here. Especially when you paying for studio time. You don't want to stay there longer than you have to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't got no problem with drinking. I drink, you know, socially to have fun when I'm with my friends. But I don't do it when I'm trying to make music, for real, because, I mean, I'm trying to be serious, trying to make some hits.
Definitely, man. Who was one of the fastest artists that got in and out and laid down the track and you didn't have to, like, punch them in?
Let me see. I probably have to say it's. I don't even know you guys. I don't even know if you guys might know who I'm talking about, but it might be one of my homeboys, Mia Lay. He might have got in the booth and spit a quick 16 in probably a good 15 minutes, I think. But I think, like I said, he came prepared though. He already had his. He didn't even come with no pad or pen. He had it all in his head memorized. That's why I say I like it when they don't have to write in the studio as we just sitting there. That's wasting time right there. So I probably have to say my homeboy, Mia Lay, out of Muskegon, Michigan.
That's what's up, man. That's definitely what it is, man. So I mean, look, like, if you can spend 15 minutes, man, and get in there and get out, because I know that studio costs, the average studio cost, time costs like what, $40 or something? Or $50 an hour?
That's for cheap. That's like cheap studio time. But it can get up to $200 an hour. You know, I've heard of studio time being $150, $200 an hour.
Dang!
Yeah.
That's cold-blooded right there. I can't be mad at you. Go ahead and get that money, Flipper.
No, I ain't never charged that much. I would.
Dang. That's gangster right there. I'm scared of y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, cold-blooded.
Yeah, super cold.
That's what's up, man. I was sitting here trying to find this cluster, man, but it's not registering over here on this Gmail, man. I don't know what's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm trying to see what's going on with that. But, you know, I'm trying to see what's going on with it. But until then, I'm going to go ahead and go to a quick song. When we come back, man, we're going to talk more in the producer circle, the producer's corner, and just talk about, you know what I'm saying, different things and this new age of music, man. You know,
right.
And who PL12 think really has next going into 09, who really got some potential, and you know, who are some of the producers he's looking at that's doing some stuff out here. So, you know, right now we're going to go to a quick joint real quick, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go and play that, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, man. Make sure y'all call in at 347-826-7722. Lush Radio Online, the producer's corner, and we'll be back with PL12.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face, lay you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now.
Love
a dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
See you winning. Ever since the beginning, $500 stand up, they ain't wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles.
Yeah,
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Feeling thankful to saw, my pride I had to swallow. Now how the hell did I become somebody's role model? You can say I'd make it, they ain't never believe me. Now that they try to holler, every time they deceive me. I say it wasn't easy, these industry niggas greedy. Now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. So to please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about him later. It started in Decatur, we took it to the top.
You know what I'm saying? We're getting it in with PL12 at the producer's corner, man. So, PL, man, you know, tell us who are some of the artists and stuff that you're definitely looking at, you know what I'm saying, in 09, you know what I mean, going into, you know, 2010. Who are some of the artists that you really think that, you know, really got potential, and who would you like to work with?
Ace Hood, definitely. I just turned on the Ace Hood probably like 2 months ago. And the stuff that I done heard from him being an up-and-coming rapper is just phenomenal. He tough, man. I'm looking at him trying to probably blow up in 2010. My homeboy Cicero, definitely. I feel out of the up-and-coming young, new-age hip-hop rappers, Cicero all the way. I got two homeboys out here from where I'm from, the only two homeboys, basically out of Muskegon, that I work with, Max Payne and MLA, who I feel is going to be some nice artists in 2010. They about to drop some mixtapes, their first mixtapes, actually. I would love to do some with Kanye, with Benny Siegel. I've done a track with Benny Siegel. I feel that he probably going to have one more nice album coming out. Nappy Roots, so they got another album that's about to hit that I feel is going to make them some icons once again in 2010. I'm willing to work with anybody, actually, who is talent. So if y'all some artists out there who listening in, hey, get at me. I ain't hard to find. MySpace, www.myspace.com/PL12Music. You know, drop me a note. Let me hear some bars. You know, I'm always looking for new talent to work with.
Who's some of the artists or major artists that you've worked with, you know, yourself already?
The Nappy Roots. I made a Nappy Roots album placement recently. I'm gonna be on the next album. Benny Siegel, Cicero, Marvo, a handful of affiliate rappers. This cat, I forgot what set he from. I apologize. Cicero, yeah, I messed with Cicero. Who else? I'm kind of having a brain fart right now. Bun B, I just made a connection yesterday. I'll be looking for stuff from PL12 collab with Bun B. Some of the So Icy boys. I don't know if you heard of Frenchie from So Icy. I done sat down and done some tracks with him probably like 6 months ago. Yeah, that's a lot of people. I mean, like a diamond in the rough, man. I ain't signed to nothing. But I'm out here, I'm trying to make some moves. It's hard with myself, too, though. I don't got a manager and nobody. I'm looking for one. You know, I know that my music that I make is very marketable. But I'm looking for a manager right now that can help me get out here a little more. But I'm doing everything on my own. Engineering, mixing, managing, there's everything.
So shout out to Music Jones, the manager, to Archie Eversole. You know, you should check him out. He's on Twitter. He a cool dude, Music Jones, MJ.
Okay.
And Tiffany, she's the manager to Willie North Pole, you know, Family Tree. And she definitely, you know, definitely holds it down when it comes to management. You can check them out, MJ. You can check them out on Twitter. They definitely doing their thing and stuff on the management tip that I've seen, close up, and you know they on point when it comes to managing people.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, we're gonna have to talk more on that then after the show get over with. I probably have to rub elbows with you, see who else you got.
Definitely, man. We definitely got to talk about that. That's definitely, you know what I'm saying, a good look. They definitely some good people when it comes to management. And who are some of the producers? Do you, because, what is it, Track Stars? Do you feel like Track Stars? Because I used to hear about them a lot. You think they're going to be coming back? What about Neptunes and stuff like that? Some of the producers that you think they kind of, like, disappeared, you think they're coming back? Who you see coming?
I'm sorry, yeah. Track Stars, Neptunes, they are always some of my favorite. Neptunes, definitely. I feel Neptunes. I don't really think they even went nowhere. I know you ain't really heard too much from them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Cation and somewhere, they always made some good music to me. The Runners. Runners is another production squad that I like. Cool.
You breaking in and out, sweetie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a bad signal where I'm at.
Man, you need that white dude with them glasses, dog. You need that white dude with that glasses.
I sure do need to find him. You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Right. But yeah, like I was saying, the Neptunes, I don't feel the Neptunes win nowhere. I think they're gonna come back strong.
I think most of some of the producers that were dealing with the hip hop kind of crossed over and did more on some old, you know, more of the alternative hip hop or more like rock stuff. What you think?
Yeah, I feel you. I'm starting to wonder what hip hop is starting to change into. You know, a lot of these people wearing all of the makeup and extra tight pants. You can see they bulges and stuff. That stuff. Wonder what's going on with it. And then everything they just putting out all kinds of crazy music. I don't know what's going on, but I think like that old 2000 Kanye West, and it needs to be more Timberland out and heard. It needs to be. I don't know what happened to all of. The good Timbaland and all of the DJ Clue songs and all that, and all the Dr. Dre's. But, I mean, they sound like they just putting out whatever come to their mind. And
I mean, that's definitely what it's sounding like. Shout out to Goofy Bone Live in the chat room and all the cats that joined us in the chat room. Definitely, you know, that definitely, you know what I'm saying, is crazy, man. It don't make no sense because, no disrespect to the cats that's, you know, doing the song The Jerk. But I mean,
yeah.
I'm not understanding it. I don't understand it, and I guess maybe because I'm getting old, I don't understand it. And you know, just the way they doing the dance, it look like you can hurt yourself. I don't know what's going on, but you know, I don't know what they're putting out. And I love the West Coast because I love the whole hyphy movement. I guess it came from like the hyphy movement. But I like the hyphy movement a little bit, you know, better than that. You know, I found that more like, you know, able to dance. This Jerk thing, I don't know. You look
yeah,
like you're about to have
really
good
legs. I mean, ain't gonna hate they hustle though. They making money, you know. But it's just I don't get down with it, you know. But big up to the Jerk boys, you know. They little thing got a little movement out here. But that's just not my type of tea that I sip on, you know.
Do you feel like the R&B is coming back, or do you feel like it's really trying to compete hard and it really has a chance, or it's going to take a minute for really R&B to come back strong like it used to, or what?
Yeah, all of the people using all so much auto tune. I mean, everything is considered R&B nowadays. real talk. I mean, Lil Wayne, one of my favorite artists, but I think he an R&B singer. So, you know, but I mean, the real R&B, like back when Anita Baker was doing her stuff, even when, like them, that's what I call real R&B. You know, I don't know where is that. You got a new album coming out soon? Because I mean, the R&B world, I think, is in kind of a state of emergency. Beyonce doing her little thing, holding it down, but. It ain't really too many real, real good singers like it used to be, I feel, in my book.
I don't think it's too many good singers out there no more. Not the ones that I came up with because, you know, rest in peace, Gerald LaVert and Luther. You know, I don't know. And Aaliyah, I just don't know what's going on nowadays because everybody got that studio voice. When you hear them on a CD and you hear them, you know, on the video, they got the studio voice. But
yeah.
When they doing performances, like, these artists cannot do live performances at all.
I mean, they sound like me trying to sing live. I don't know what they be doing. I don't know if they be selling their soul to the devil in the studio or what. But I know that they can't sing in person. A lot of them can't. That's how you can tell the true singer in my book. Listen to them live. I ain't going to say no names because I'm still trying to make it in this industry. But I can give you a good 10, 15 names who can't sing for nothing in person.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, that's definitely crazy as I don't know what, man. It's just, it's crazy as I don't know what that most of the people out here cannot sing. But definitely, you know what I'm saying, they consider themselves R&B singers. And they think the fact that you do auto-tune, that makes you a singer. I don't know where that came from. I don't know. Who started this mess? I guess T-Pain, because, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, nothing against T-Pain. It's just that I heard T-Pain sing live without the auto-tunes, and it was not a pretty sight at all. So,
I heard that same performance. I know what you're talking about, probably, too.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. You know, back in the day when they said R&B, it's somebody that, you know, like back in the day from Motown and stuff, from the people who used to sing, like they could sit there like barbershop quartets, sit there and sing a cappella and blow you away. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? And,
well,
you know, and just really make you just, you know, fall out like the Maxwells and all that. Like, I mean, like India Harvey, like,
yeah.
So nowadays R&B is considered auto-tunes. Can somebody please tell me what's going on? Is R&B auto-tunes now? Is rap auto-tunes? And why
I mean, is everything auto-tunes. I don't know what is going on, man. I hope they ain't hiding behind the auto-tune. Let your real vocals, let the vocals God bless you with, let them come out. Quit using that makeup. That's what I call auto-tune. Is that makeup. A lot of people can use it to make a good song with it, though. Don't get me wrong, T-Pain and Lil Wayne, they make a nice song with it, but everybody trying to do that, and it's not. The Ron Brown, that saga, I didn't get that little phase. I don't know if that's done, but he didn't know how to use it.
I think he fell off that jumping off the window. I mean, that's the last I heard of that dude. I mean, where is Ron Brown? What happened to him? That was like a one-hit wonder. What happened to that dude?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
He was like the hottest dude for like 2 or 3 months. God. I know what happened to Ron Brown. Can somebody find him? Like, where is Waldo? Find that dude for me. What happened to him? Oh, and then you know your man, you know, I was looking on YouTube, right? And,
okay.
You know, you always wonder where some of these, you know, these artists are, you know what I'm saying, out here and stuff, right, that, like, fell off, that was one-hit wonders. Like, you always wonder where some of the artists that used to be on, that used to be on Puffy's label, you know. Nothing wrong with Bad Boy. I can't help it if y'all don't read Bad Boy's contract. Y'all know this man raping y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I sat there and I was like, wow, you know, I can't knock Puffy for being a hustler. You know, he got what he got out of the situation, and the other people got what they got. You know,
yeah.
they left with the clothes that they came in there with. You know,
basically, I mean, if he did it to Biggie, he'd do it to all of them. Where I look.
You know, so my thing was like, I you know, the person that I really wanted to get on show was Loon, you know what I'm saying? To just, you know, because, you know, Loon at one time was a hot little commodity at one time when he was with Puffy, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And then Loon would just, you know, like, where'd Loon go? They said Loon.
Yeah. He doing little low-budget movies now. I saw a movie with Loon in it.
You see, nah, but they said Loon then went to Mecca or something. This
right?
is a conformed and became a Muslim. And I don't have nothing, because I was born into a Muslim culture. I had nothing, you know, towards it. But, I mean, I seen dude, you know what I'm saying, with the kufi on and everything. He done went through the pilgrimage. I was like, wow.
Hell no.
Yeah, dude, with a beard and everything, just like smiling. I don't know, man. I hope he found peace in what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely wanted to get him on the show to basically, like, what drastically decides you to become Muslim out of all things. Like, the Puffy, you know what I'm saying? It didn't make sense to me. Like, dude, I'm talking about dude totally disappeared from, like, the face of the earth, man.
Yeah, you know? And I feel you.
I don't know. And I think he said he going to live out there, man. But it was just crazy to me, you know what I'm saying? Moon just disappeared. Out of, you know, nowhere. I was like, wow, man, this dude Lou was like hot for a minute, and now he's gone.
I feel the best.
Man.
Kids did with that boy.
I don't know what's going on with these artists nowadays, man, you know what I'm saying? And Cassie, you know what I'm saying, they want to drop Cassie. Cassie lost her mind, shaving her hair and everything, showing her pictures on Twitter. What's going on, man? I mean, is it that bad in that area for them to lose their mind or something?
I don't know what's going on.
I'm wondering what's going to happen with day 26. I'm looking and wondering what's going to happen with day 26.
Yeah, I mean, they're making some good songs. They're making some good music right now, but I hope they just can not fall off like everybody else did that he didn't brought out. But so far, so good. I feel doing well.
I pray and hope for them that day. And shout out to my homeboy Tommy. He's going to be on the next making of the band and stuff, you know. Him and Will are like good friends and stuff. Shout out to him. He's definitely, you know, been on his grind doing this music thing and stuff. So I'm definitely proud of him. But and he's out there, like, you know, in the Midwest area in Chi-Town. So shout out to him. I see a lot of Midwest cats that's definitely, you know, jumping out there in the forefront and really doing their thing and definitely getting on their grind. I'm seeing more of the Midwest than I've seen before. You know, in these past couple of years, trying to jump out.
You already know how we do out here. Once, let me give a little shout out to my homeboy Willie the Kid, WTK, LAD, T Dog, some more of the affiliate street team members. You know, I know you probably didn't heard of Willie the Kid and Lotta Dart, man. You know, them some of the big homies out there ahead in charge of the thing, keeping all of the soldiers in line. You know, Yeah, us out in the Midwest, we trying to get on the map, man. All the down south rappers, man, they done had their fun. It's time for us up here in the Midwest to get seen, man, get heard.
That's definitely what's up, man. I'm sitting here trying to see what's going on with this computer, with this collage. But you know what? If y'all want to hear some of his production and his music, man, go ahead, PL12, and tell them where they can check it out and listen to it at, man.
Compete me out on YouTube, type in PL12. You can go to www.myspace.com/PL12music. I try to keep it updated with different tracks that I do. I try to change them every other day. But, yeah, you can go on YouTube. I got a good 40, 50 songs I got up there right now. I got a couple guitar solos I done put up there, and I'm going to be putting more up there soon.
That's definitely what it is, man. I need to check out PL12. He's definitely doing this thing, man. Up-and-coming producer. You know what I'm saying? If you're a manager out there, if you're looking for a new producer that you want to run with, holler at your man. Check him out on MySpace. He gets it in. Definitely got some hot tracks for y'all people out there, for y'all up-and-coming artists, man. Go ahead. Y'all need to support each other. Producers need to support each other. Artists need to support each other. DJs need to support each other. You know what I'm saying? We in it to win it. You know what I'm saying? You know, live radio, real music, Lush Radio Online. It's not a game. We're getting it in on your radio station online, the one and only, Lush Radio Online, getting it in the producer's corner. We want to thank you, PL12, for coming through and definitely dropping us some jewels, man. The last thing I wanted to ask you, man.
Yeah, too, myself. And one more thing before I have to say, I love what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to being a guest on your show once again.
That's definitely what's up, man. Definitely, you know, to have you on a panel next time when we're doing something. I wanted to ask you one last thing. If you could give these young cats some kind of advice on, you know what I'm saying, getting into the game, what would it be?
Man, never give up. Don't stop doing it. Like the track I did with Sis Ron Benny Siegel, I did it basically not even having a house over my head, not even having a sleep, for real. So don't stop doing it. I ain't even for real made it into the game yet. I'm still making baby steps, but I ain't giving up. I'm keeping the faith that I have, you know, and God. I'm not gonna give up. Stay a warrior. Just don't give up.
That's definitely what it is, man. PL12 live in the building. Let's rush. You just officially got stamped. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby. We sit in. Let's Radio Online giving you hot music. Real information on the radio, the producer's corner, man. Check us out. You all know how we do tomorrow. You know what it is. It's Thursday, Street Queens, The Movement, and NSB Radio. Check us out. It's going down at 8 o'clock. We're talking about child support. Dun, dun, dun. How back are you on your child support? Do you even pay child support? Are you even a father? What are you doing? Are you a mother? Are you paying your child support? Y'all females just step your game up, and your men need to step your game up. And does the court system target men off the break, even if they're being good fathers and all they do is want to take care of their child? Call in. It's going down at 8 o'clock, 347-826-7722. Call us and tell us what's your issue talking about child support. It's going down. You heard me? And we're doing it real big, Lush Radio Online. We want to thank you, PL12, you know what I'm saying, for coming on the show. And, you know, it's much love, and we support you. You know what I'm saying? Mi casa, su casa. You know what it is?
Same here. Anytime you need anything, holler at me. I'm here, Lush.
That's what it is, man. Y'all need to go ahead, and y'all need to follow me on Twitter at Lush Radio Online on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook, CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Front Feed also. It ain't no game out here. Go to www.lushradioonline.com, diversemediagroupllc.com. It's not a game, man. We get to them, man, for all your marketing needs. Thank you and goodbye. You just officially got stamped, and we love you, man. You know what I'm saying? We're about to head into the music. I love this girl, Carrie Helson, man. I love her.
Oh,
you
ain't.
This ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or
disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in.
Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind
can blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass, someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic, cause we had it. We was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now.
Say
I'ma
you gotta
ask
take the good with the bad, happy and the sad. Only you bring a better future than I had in